Feast of the Ascension gives us an opportunity to look at something that is supposed to be specifically Catholic, that is all Christian denominations hold to this, but we Catholics haven't emphasized this more than anything else, namely the continuing presence of the Lord. And so that's what I'd like to talk about some of this. If this were to have a title, it would be Timely Thoughts on the Feast of the Ascension in the year 2002. I am with you always until the end of the age. The first and most obvious significance of that, of course, is that this presence of Jesus is a public presence. It's not some private, interior, spiritual, whatever that may mean, kind of phenomenon. We Catholics, as I said, have emphasized this public reality of the continuing presence of Jesus more than any other Christian denomination. And it's really important because there have been massive tendencies within the Christian movement to simply interiorize the whole thing, which means you privatize the whole thing too. But that is anti-Catholic. So here and now, in our world, it's incumbent on us to seek out the presence of Jesus. First, and again, the most obvious instance of this is the whole, what we call the sacramental system, where we take very visible, very publicly acceptable realities like bread and wine or water or fire or oil and say somehow these are vehicles of the presence of Jesus. The whole sacramental system. I mean, I've heard over and over people said, I would not be a Catholic were it not for the Eucharist, for example. And I understand that because the Eucharist is not a private interior event. It is communal, it is eminently public. So that in this breaking of bread, we human beings who stand so isolated from each other most of the time, so suspicious of each other, are given the promise that Jesus, in fact, will somehow granulate all those barriers that we erect between each other, in order to really constitute a community. But to make this timely, a third of the priests in the Roman Church have left in the past 20 years. The book was just published by a former Jesuit. There are now many more former Jesuits than there are Jesuits alive right now. We're not talking back to Ignatius Loyola. We're talking about parish after parish being shut down. We're talking about the Eucharist not being available to hundreds of thousands of people in the world. And so we need to think, we as the church need very badly to think again about what obstacles there are to. All the surveys indicate that celibacy is the biggest obstacle to people going into the seminary. Don't misunderstand me. I don't think the removal of celibacy is going to solve all the problems of the church, but it will certainly open up the doors of the seminary and also enable us to be more faithful to the gospel, which says that celibacy is a gift, not a requirement, but a gift of God. A gift of God. And we, in typically Roman fashion, have legalized it, made it a juridical phenomenon rather than a grace. So we need to think about that. We need to think about, as the Cardinal Archbishop of San Francisco said, we need to think again about the possibility of a married clergy. We need to think about the possibility of even a female clergy. If the presence of Jesus is going to be real, accessible, not just to us, but to the world, because the whole point of this thing is, this is not just a kind of intra-Catholic thing. We're supposed to be, as Luke says over and over, witnesses the ongoing reality of the presence of Jesus in the world. Another locus of that presence, of course, is again, to look at the priesthood. Priests are typically called other Christs. I heard a bishop quote it very recently saying, I am the representative of Christ at this diocese. And yet, we're talking about the presence of Jesus. Let us say, an example of Cardinal Law's deposition. I read all the entire first day of the deposition, which was available from the New York Times. He sounded like those guys who stood up in front of the Congressional Committee. I do not believe that nicotine is addictive. Now, I raise that issue because he is not unique, but this raises an enormous religious, theological problem. Where is the presence of Christ in the world? We hope. But is this visible? Is this accessible to the world outside this church? That's the issue. Well, it must be. If we are to be faithful to this text. And finally, of course, again, taking a cue from the scripture itself, how will we be identifiable to the world? Because we love each other. By this sign, etc., etc., etc. A great book title, Only Love is Believable. Only love is believable. Not because we dress people up in special clothes, not because we call this a sacred place or sacred office or sacred cloak. Sacred vesture or whatever. Only love. And I'd like to propose, and this is hardly novel or surprising, but what is the very foundation of love? Courage. Love is the scariest thing in the world, Columbus said. Love is the scariest and most difficult thing in the world. And more than any other human activity, it demands courage, heart. And here too, to make these thoughts timely, where do we find courage? I think, to a very large extent, the hierarchy has simply discredited itself. To a very large extent. But we cannot say, well, that's too bad, that's all bad. No, it is incumbent on us to look again at the way we understand priesthood, the way we understand celibacy, the way we understand sacrament, the way we understand our own responsibility to the extension of Christ. Courage, for example, speak truth to power. That wonderful phrase that some folks can do it. Speak truth to power. To put it to you, that today is a kind of privileged instance, a privileged example of where Christ is to be visible today. Not the normal, self-serving, reputation preserving impulses that we see everywhere, including in the church.
courage to face who we are and all of our weakness, fallibility, sin. Say that in a world where this is anything but fashionable, anything but common. But I suggest to you that that may be today the time when God's the most significant, the most important